Hello and welcome to another episode of A Fresh Perspective here on Heavenward Thinking. Today we're continuing on in the book of Luke. We're looking at Luke chapter 11. We're just going to go through the first four verses this week. So we'll read it and we'll get right into this week's conversation. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray," just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" As we look at this short section, a very familiar passage, what can we learn with regard to Jesus' teaching on prayer?
Well, I think the whole essence of this, no matter what version of it you read in what gospel, right, is the fact that one of the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Teach us to pray." Mm. Right. So again, I think sometimes we think and we tell people you can pray any way you want. There's truth in that. But there's a way. Teach us to pray in such a way that heaven answers. Mm. Right. We know that from other scriptures that Jesus says, "Well, you don't ask, but when you do ask, you ask with the wrong motives." Right. So it matters, right, how we ask. Not probably so much the words, although I think those really do matter. It matters with the heart that we do it and in the faith that we have and all of those things. So the disciple asked, "Teach us to pray." I wonder how many of us have really asked God, "Hey, teach us to pray. We want to be effective. Teach us how to do that."
Absolutely. And so they ask that, and he says, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.'" As we look at that first section, how can we see a different perspective of prayer? It looks to me like he's orienting them in a different way, not just to think, "Oh, give me this. Yeah. This is what I want. This is what I need." Like, we get to the "give us each day our daily bread" next verse. But before we do that, we see that there's this little section of "hallowed be your name, your kingdom come." How can we learn from this verse?
Well, you know, I have this conversation probably 3-4 times a week, right? People get very frustrated when they think they're loving somebody, but that person responds poorly to that, right? Not the way they expected, right? So Valentine's Day, we just had, "Hey, I went out, I bought my wife flowers and chocolate and all that stuff, and she didn't seem to appreciate it. She didn't care. And I went to the effort and I did this stuff." Well, the truth is you didn't ask her. You just did what you wanted to do, and you didn't remember who she was. You didn't remember she was allergic to chocolate and flowers make her sneeze. You just did what you thought you should do. And that is such a crazy thing, because I just preached on this Sunday about sacrifice, and people don't like to hear it. They want sacrifice to be anytime, anything I do for somebody else. I valued this, so I did it for you. So that sacrifice, that's not biblical sacrifice. Biblical sacrifice is, I thought about God. I asked God what he wanted. He told me what to do, and I did it his way. That's the same thing, right? So we remember who God is, right? We ask God, "This is who you are," right? "Wow, I'm praying to the God of the universe," right? Like it's that kind of a thing. I'm not just doing whatever I want. I'm not just giving you my grocery list. I'm remembering that you're the grocery list filler.
Absolutely. And on top of that, not just remembering who God is, but then it moves right into the next thing of remembering what needs to happen, not just our will or our kingdom be built or done on earth. We want the Lord's kingdom, the Father's kingdom to come. And I think a lot of us, we struggle with that in prayer. We want our answers and we want them now in our timeline, in our way. We want our will done and we want God to build our kingdom, yep. Whatever that looks like. To each of us, it's different, but we forget that Jesus taught us to pray, "God's will be done, God's kingdom come," and that's something that we should be praying if he taught us that.
Yeah, my grocery list is for God, "Give me these things so that I can build my kingdom." Mm-hmm. It's just what you just said, mm-hmm. right? That's not what we're supposed to be doing, right? We're supposed to be, "God, give me today what I need to help build your kingdom," mm-hmm. right? It's kingdom heavenward thinking, mm-hmm. right? Like that's the whole idea behind this. And we're just not used to that. We present the list and we say, "I want this, 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 and this." And Jesus says, "You're not going to get it because you got the wrong motives," mm-hmm. right? The motive should be, "I want to work with you." We're constantly praying that people get healed. I think that's a great thing to pray. Mm-hmm. But what if God isn't going to heal somebody until they learn a lesson? Mm-hmm. Have we ever considered it being like, God, learn the lesson. Help them mm-hmm. learn the lesson so that they can be healed. Right? Help them to get whatever they need out of it. What are you doing in this moment?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I think a heavenward thinking perspective is so important because what Jesus is teaching here in these verses, he's teaching them, listen, when you pray, don't have an earthly thinking. Don't just go to God with your grocery list and approach him of here's exactly what I want and what you need to do, God. Instead, start off by remembering who God is. Yep. And that's going to change everything. And then after that, also remember what needs to happen, which is God's will, God's kingdom, not yours. And then after that, then we can get to give us each day our daily bread. What can we get from that short verse?
I think, again, your daily bread is according to God, what he wants to give you for the day.
Mm.
Period.
Absolutely. And yet we overcomplicate, or maybe we make this too simple and we just say, well, daily bread is whatever, like that's our whole list of whatever we want or whatever we think we need. And yet I don't see that in this verse. I see more of what you're saying, that if we're praying for God's kingdom to come, then wouldn't it follow that our daily bread is what he says is the daily bread that we need, not what we say we need.
Yeah. God, give me my pizza for today. 'Cause that's what I want. And God says, no, I want you to eat fried chicken, right? I'm going to give you fried chicken. We're going to sit there and we're going to complain because we ordered pizza,
mm-hmm.
right? Like that's the deal. God's going to give us, we have to be willing to be submissive and say, God, just give me whatever I need for today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. In other passages of scripture, Jesus encourages us to bring our requests to God. We're going to see that next week, what we're going to be looking at, that yes, he encourages us to bring our requests to God. And as you mentioned earlier, sometimes we don't have because we don't ask, but we also have to always remember that it's God's will and God's provision in our lives, not just what we want or what we think is best. Ultimately, with a heavenward thinking perspective, it has to be, what does God want for me? What does he actually say I need in my life? What is the daily bread that he's going to give me? Not just whatever I want. Because like you said, many times we go to God and we say, listen, this is what I need. God, please answer this request. And God says, listen, I'm going to answer that request, but it's going to be in a different way. It's going to mm-hmm. be something different than what you think, because my way is best. My way is not your way. Then we move into the next verse and we see this important part of forgiveness. What can we see here with not only just do we need forgiveness, but we also need to forgive other people?
Well, listen, we've been reminded before, the way you forgive is the way you're going to be forgiven. So we should pray that. We should pray that in our prayer. It's really simple, right? We should be saying, God, forgive me of any of my sins, but also help me to forgive others as I forgive others, right? So like that's important because God promises that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You forgive other people, God's going to forgive you. You don't forgive other people, well, then you and God are going to have to talk about that, right? But the Bible says you're not going to be forgiven, or you're going to be forgiven the way you forgive. So it's a very simple thing. We should want to pray that. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me when I'm not being Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
And then help me to forgive those who aren't being Christ-like, because those two things are intertwined and they're not separable.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I think a lot of us, maybe we're okay at, not all of us, but some of us are okay at saying, Lord, forgive me. We are okay sometimes at the repentance, but we often fail to, if we get to that point, we fail then to go the next point and forgive other people. And we see all throughout the Gospel of Luke, we're going to see many times where this forgiveness idea is so important. This isn't the first or last time we're ever going to hear about forgiveness. Jesus is going to make it very clear. It's so important that you forgive other people and that you don't just hog forgiveness to yourself. You have to share that with those around you, because again, this verse ties it all together. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Again, that word everyone means everyone, not just the people that we want to forgive or some of the people on our list that we need to forgive. We're supposed to ask for forgiveness because we're sinners, and then also go out and extend forgiveness to everyone else who is a sinner against us.
Yeah.
It's a pretty simple concept. Yep. I think we just overcomplicate it. But then we wrap this all up with the last little phrase, lead us not into temptation. What can we get from that?
Again, it's protect us.
Mm-hmm.
Protect us from the enemy. Protect us from what the enemy wants us to fall to.
Mm.
Right? So just protect us. Lead us in a way that isn't towards temptation, towards the thing that the enemy, I don't want to fall into the trap of the enemy, right? So help me not do that.
Mm. Absolutely. We hope that you've been encouraged and challenged by this and that you will learn how to pray as you focus in on a different way of thinking, a different way of praying, as you focus on God's will being done in your life. As always, we hope you'll join us next time for another episode of A Fresh Perspective here on Heavenward Thinking.